notwithstanding. It's a practical place, a city of necessity, where man has actually beaten nature. In 1900, for instance, when it became apparent that the sewage flowing from the Chicago River into Lake Michigan might contaminate the drinking water, the city simply reversed the flow of the river. Jack loved the city for its ingenuity, as well as for its easygoing demeanor. "I can't see why anyone would want to live anywhere else in the world," he used to say. And he relished its tussles, large and small. He hustled, peddling his VVAX, embracing the underdog, finding ways to reinvent himself. Not for the purpose of self-aggrandizement, but rather because life is short and sometimes another path seems enticing and just worth the try. Jack was born in Chicago, where he spent much of his youth, minus some years in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Raised a devout Catholic, in his 20s he entered Gethsemane, a Trappist monastery in the Blue Hills of Kentucky. His novice master was the theologian and author Thomas Merton. Gethsemane required a vow of silence, and at dinner, if you wanted salt, you had to stare hard at the shaker until another brother noticed. One day, cutting down a tree, Jack couldn't contain himself. He held his head back and roared, "Timber!" After that, his days at the monastery were numbered.